Polls are open until 8 p.m. in Massachusetts today as voters narrow the field of Democrats and Republicans competing for federal, state, and county offices in the November general election. Among the primary contests that will be decided today is a Democratic showdown for the U.S. House seat in the 1st Congressional District. It pits Richard Neal, a nearly 30-year incumbent, against Tahira Amatul-Wadud, a family law and civil rights attorney. Both candidates voted Tuesday morning at polling places in their respective Springfield neighborhoods.
Who's the real deal?
Richie Neal!
Who's the real deal?
Just after 8 a.m., Neal was greeted by a dozen sign-waving supporters in front of the Springfield Boys and Girls Club on Carew Street in the Hungry Hill neighborhood.
Hey, thank you all very, very much, and look forward to seeing everybody tonight.
Speaking with reporters after voting, Neal sounded confident.
Well, I mean, I feel great. I don't think that anybody could say that we didn't do our work. I think that it was a pretty intense campaign. We certainly embraced the new technology of modern campaigning, and I thought we had two very good debate performances. And in addition, I have always been of the opinion that you win elections in non-election years. So if you're doing your work year-round, I think that you're in pretty good stead.
About 2 hours later, Amatul-Wadud was greeted by family members and several longtime friends as she came to vote at the J.C. Williams Community Center in the Maple High Six Corners neighborhood. The first-time candidate took her daughter, Mahuda Bey, to the voting booth and pointed to her mother's name on the ballot.
How cool was that?
Daddy, it was very cool. It's surreal. I feel really excited. I feel at peace. I started feeling at peace about 24 hours ago. I knew that the team was prepared. We're executing a plan that has been growing and being put into place for the past 8 months. It's out of my hands, it's in the hands of the voters. They know that, and I'm just confident that they're going to deliver the best person to represent them over the next 2 years in D.C.
Amatul-Wadud said she knew 8 months ago when she launched her campaign she faced long odds of winning, but lately she's come to believe an upset Tuesday is quite possible.
There was a moment where I went on social media and realized that people were out canvassing and door knocking, and I never met some of these people. And that's when I realized that it was bigger than me, that it was a movement.
The challengers campaigned on a platform that includes support for single-payer health insurance and bringing broadband internet to the rural pockets of the large district. Neal has highlighted his record and stressed the value to the district of his seniority in Washington.
Nobody disputed the fact that I've brought back hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to the 1st Congressional District, and that's part of your job. And I've also had a chance to play a prominent role in what is arguably the most important committee in the whole Congress of the United States, the Ways and Means Committee, and I'm ever so hopeful that we're on to November.
The incumbent has raised and spent vastly more campaign cash than his challenger. The district includes all of Berkshire County and parts of Hampden, Hampshire, Franklin, and Worcester counties. It's one of only 39 House districts in the country where a Republican is not running, so the Democratic primary winner is almost assured electoral victory in November. In statewide races, Democrats will nominate either Jay Gonzalez or Bob Massey to run for governor. Republicans pick between first-term Governor Charlie Baker and controversial conservative pastor Scott Lively. Longtime Massachusetts Secretary of State Bill Galvin is being challenged by Boston City Councilor Josh Zakim in a Democratic primary. Three Republicans, Jeff Deal, Beth Lindstrom, and John Kingston, are facing off for the nod to run for U.S. Senate against incumbent Democrat Elizabeth Warren and an independent candidate in November. State Senator James Welch, who represents the Hampden District, is being challenged in a Democratic primary by former Springfield City Councilor Ahmaud Rivera. State Senator Adam Hines, who represents the Berkshire, Hampshire, and Hampden District, is facing a Democratic challenge from Lee Selectman Thomas Wickham. Across Franklin and Hampshire counties, more than a dozen Democrats are running in state legislative districts left open by death, resignation, and retirements. In Berkshire County, Tuesday marks the end of a contentious three-way Democratic primary in the race for district attorney between D.A. Paul Cacaviello, Andrea Harrington, and Judith Knight. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.